What's up, everybody? So I just wanted to make one quick announcement before diving into the deep dive musing, and that is that my one-man show, Permission to Think Freely, is coming to Australia. It is official. It is happening. I will be performing with Monique Benabou, the powerhouse singer who is just, I mean, her music is so next level, and I'm so honored that she's going to be traveling with me, and we get to co-create this experience with all of you. And the show is going to be in Melbourne on November 4th, Gold Coast on November 9th, Sydney on November 14th, and Perth on November 18th. So those are the four cities that we're doing. The shows are at, the doors will open at 7 p.m. for each of them. There are early bird tickets that are available during the month of September. So you have about 2 weeks to save some money and get those early bird tickets. Also, every single venue is limited in seating, and they're all intimate. They've been selected for their like feel and intimacy. And so there's a limited number of seats. I'm not going to guarantee that they're going to sell out, but that's the hope. And I would hate for you to not have the opportunity to experience this, because this is one of the things I am most proud of having created, and I am so excited to share it with you. It is an examination of how we've created our current reality and how we can shift and take back our power as manifestors and creators and loving human beings. And I tell this and take you on this journey through spoken word poetry and personal development coaching concepts. And I'm thrilled to be able to bring it to Australia. So I'm going to leave a link in the show notes for where you can go to find out more information and where you can get tickets. And I really, really look forward to seeing some of you there. So that's the only announcement. I'm super pumped up about it. And now it's time for the self-help trap and how to avoid getting stuck in that. So enjoy.
So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Deep dive. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive. That, bro. I don't like any of that.
The deep dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, deep divers. Thank you for joining me. My name is Adam Roa, and you are listening to another deep dive musing. And today I want to talk about something that I see is rampant in the personal development, new age, spiritual development world. That's the self-help trap. And the self-help trap is the idea and being attached to the idea that doing the work, quote unquote, taking the workshop, doing the plant medicine, reading the book, right? Joining a coaching program, hiring a life coach, that somehow doing the work means you've changed. Think about that for a moment. How many times have you gone to a workshop and thought, wow, I'm changed? And I think of this, and I consider this the self-help trap. Because all that's happened at that workshop, all that's happened when you've read that book, all that's happened when you've had that coaching session, is you've gained awareness. Someone said something to you in a different way, through a different lens, and you received it, and it landed for you, and you've thought, wow, I've never thought of it like that before. I've never seen it in that way before. And so what you've really gained is awareness. And awareness is not change. Awareness gives you choice. And choice is change. Or more accurately, choice leads to change, but only if you make different choices. You can have the awareness of why you keep winding up in unhealthy relationships. You can have awareness as to why you are not able to remove yourself from financial debt. And yet, at the same exact moment, still choose to make the same choices that you have been making up until this point. And it's very important that you understand that actions, the actions you take, are the most direct form of manifestation. So literally, it's like if I go step in front of a bus because I want to kill myself, that's the most direct form of manifestation. If I want to get into a physical fight, it's the most direct form of manifestation. Punching someone, or saying something offensive to someone, or someone's girlfriend, or whatever. Your actions are the most direct feedback response, and therefore, they are the most immediate opportunity for manifestation. And those actions we take, if we want something we've never had, we get to do something we've never done. The choice that you make about what action to take has to be different than what you've been doing before. If you go to a Tony Robbins event, a Kyle Cease event, or a week-long yoga retreat, and you become really clear about the fact that, wow, I'm not living my dream. I'm not living my passion or my purpose. I hate my job. I don't want to be doing this. I'm only doing this for the money. And then you go back to your quote-unquote real life, your everyday life. You have the awareness that you're not living your dream. You have the awareness that you're not pursuing your passion. You have the awareness that you feel like you are sacrificing a piece of yourself for money in the form of a salary that it's not in full alignment with what you want to be doing on this planet. And you have that awareness, but that awareness will not choose something different for you. And that's the self-help trap. To think that just because you went to the Tony Robbins event or hired that coach who helped you recognize, oh, wow, I'm passionate about this thing. I love this thing over here, and I'm not living my passion, but I feel so charged up about my ability to choose something different for myself. I feel like for the first time in my life, I could actually create my dream life. And then you go back home and you start working that job. And maybe you journal about what you'd like to be doing. Maybe you create a vision board for what you'd like to be doing. And that's some new choices. So you're moving in the direction. But nothing's changing at the level that you thought it would change. Why? Because the awareness of what you want, the awareness of why you don't have it, does not change it. It's how you apply it to your life. It's how you choose to act differently based on what you now know that ultimately decides what you are going to create for yourself in this lifetime. Don't fall into the self-help trap. Don't allow awareness to be the finish line. You are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.